T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You sent me this interests me so much, Oli. You emailed me this. Headline, conservatives believe their lives are more meaningful than liberals, study finds. Mm-hmm. And that leads them to, rate themselves as having higher life satisfaction.
Right.
Okay, this is interesting. Research by the University of California. This is a new study by them. Conservatives are more likely to have an established sense of their purpose of life, in life than liberals.
Right.
And the University of California study analyzed a series of surveys across 16 countries, found those with liberal beliefs are more likely to be in a perpetual state of searching for meaning than their right-wing counterparts.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a very simple answer for that.
What is it? What do you think?
I think that for the most part, most people who are conservative, most, not all, and I'm certainly not excluding liberals from this either,
right.
But I think many conservatives have a deep faith in God. And they realize that what we're going through now is all temporal. This will all pass. This is not our final destination. And that, also that we have responsibility for our own lives. And it is not for government to decide nor to be doing everything for us. We take responsibility for our actions. We take responsibility for our place in life. We take responsibility for improving our place in life. And I feel like that many liberals feel like it is government's place to do that for you. And if you've got an election every 2 or 4 years, or you have political trends that are going to change the leadership of a government that you depend on for your livelihood, I would be in a constant state of chaos and continually as well. But I think many conservatives have a deep religious faith. And I think that that has a lot to do with it.
Here's from I'd love to find out what you think about this too. Why this is conservatives, people who politically have more conservative views are, this is across 16 countries, which makes this
right.
Is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just America that they are more satisfied with life. They are less anxious. They're happier. Finding meaning in life, that one of the study co-authors said, is related to the sense or feeling that things are the way they should be and that there is a sense of order. If life feels chaotic, then that would likely dampen your sense that life is meaningful. I just think this is absolutely fascinating that this is the case.
Well, and also look at what the liberal organizations within this country are doing right now. You are being persecuted. You are being demeaned. You are being defiled. You are being persecuted and discriminated against. You are being disempowered. And look what conservatism is trying to tell people. Work for yourself. Do it on your own. You don't necessarily have to have all of this government help. You can do this on your own. And we're going to take things out of the way to have government stop interfering in your ability to, succeed in your endeavors, and you will have more opportunity to keep that which you earn.
Here's what's interesting. Now, the reflex explanation for this would be that conservatives are more religious than liberals, which has been proven over and over by studies. That's not a supposition by me. But the study's authors accounted for religious beliefs when analyzing the responses and still found strong links between those with conservative ideologies having a stronger sense of purpose compared to liberals.
Well, and I would still say the same thing. And like I said, many, not all, but I do think that if you are dependent, if your viewpoint of the world and your place in it is incumbent on what you can do about your own situation in life, then I feel like that you have more, you're willing to take responsibility for what you do and the outcomes. And you put that responsibility on yourself, and so you can then revel in your own success, whereas if you're always dependent upon the government or regulations or, some other outside entity allowing you to succeed or paving the way for you to succeed or for giving you something that you determined to be success, then I just see much more satisfaction out of those who are, willing to work for themselves.
You know, that makes a lot of sense, too, because if you think about what does liberalism tell you day in and day out?
You can't do anything by yourself.
You can't. You didn't build that. You can't do anything by yourself.
That's not yours.
That's not yours. If you're a woman, black, you know, whatever, you know, list all the lists. By the time you're done, it's half the at least half the population. Everybody, everything is stacked against you. You're never going to be paid your due in the workplace. You're never going to earn your due as a business. Right. It's beyond your control as an individual. You are helpless and you need us to fix it for you. And if we're not in power, you on your own and you're screwed. You're not going to be able to do anything. Good luck with that. Well, that's what liberalism tells you. No wonder you feel helpless.
Mm-hmm.
You see people, enemies, faceless enemies coming at you, you know, right and left, oppressing you simply because of your gender or the color of your skin. You would feel pretty hopeless.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
See, I think there's a thing here, though. There's something even deeper. I'm going way deep for a Friday, okay?
Okay.
I have worked in liberal newsrooms for a long time. I have been on the inside. I've been behind enemy lines when they didn't even know I was conservative. And I've watched how these people work and how they think. And I'm telling you, there is something to this, that liberalism is a psychological remedy for failing to do painful self-examination. If your failures in life, if you know you should have been able to achieve more because you know in your heart that you're capable of it, but you haven't for some reason, there's only two ways that a mind can deal with that. You can either examine your failures and why, you know, where you failed, learn from it and go forward as every business owner does, because if you don't do that, you're going to fail in business. And it's a painful process. Or you can accept the line from liberalism, which is really just a psychological solve, a panacea for you. It's not your fault.
No.
You were never going to succeed. Things have always been stacked against you, even if you're just middle class and somebody came from a family with more money. You're never going to be able to do it. And you know what that is? That frees you from having to do the painful self-examination.
Right. And so you continue in the same behaviors that have continued to
stagnate
yourself in what position you're in and continue to blame others for it.
And guess where you end up? Your life has no meaning.
Right.
And this is why, despite the failure of liberalism over and over and over in every program and everything it touches, people continue to cling to it. Why? They need it. Because if they didn't have somebody telling them over and over and over, it's not your fault. The world is aligned against you. You're a woman. You have the wrong color skin. You weren't born into a rich family. You're never going to succeed because of it. They have to hear it. It's like a drug. They got to hear it over and over and over and over to protect them from the pain of doing painful self-examination.
So we need self-examination rehab.
We do. No, we do. We do. But that's what liberalism gives you. That's why they repeat this over. Do you ever get sick of hearing them say, you know, homophobic, racist, you know, racist, sexist, blah, 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 blah. Because they repeat it every day because these people need to hear it. They have to have it mainlined on a drip into their veins. I didn't fail because of me. And I think the problem, if you're listening and you're liberal, and I say this to our liberals quite a bit, you just start to think about that. Do you feel like you failed in your life?
And
is it in any way connected to your political views?
Hillary
start there.
Clinton is one of the greatest examples of this mindset. Just think about it. Her behavior following the election, she lost.
Yes.
She
right.
lost. And she's continuing to search for other people, other groups, other organizations, other entities that are responsible for her failure. And she has failed time after time after time.
That is brilliantly. You have just blown my mind. I'm sorry. You've temporarily left me speechless. That is exactly right. It is. But think about it. It's not just her. It's all of them. They have to explain why their life philosophy failed.
Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. I mean, we can go on and on.
Yeah. You didn't build that. It's not yours.
Yeah.
You know what they're really saying? They're not even talking to us or the business owners. They're talking to the people on their side.
Yeah.
Who know they're capable of what others have achieved, but for whatever reason didn't do the work, too lazy, self-doubt, too shy, didn't achieve it.
Well, they're trying to delegitimize success.
Yes. You didn't build that. You didn't do anything. So that their followers would be like, yeah.
They took it from you. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not my fault I failed. It's theirs. That's all liberalism is one big fat pill that you take to avoid the pain of self-examination. That's what it is. That's what they offer. It's why their followers never hold them responsible for their failures, because they're not following to achieve anything. They're following to feel better about themselves by what? Everybody being ripped out. You know, one of the best illustrations of this was from Obama. Remember when Obama got asked that question? Well, you know, it was by a liberal news reporter, too. It was weird. It was a mainstream media reporter. Well, you know, every time we raise taxes on the rich like you want to do, less money comes into the treasury. Mm-hmm. So that can't be good for the country, Obama. And Obama says, well, no, that doesn't matter. You know, it's about making things equal.
Yeah.
Ah, I get it. So none of it's about helping the poor. More money would ostensibly help the poor into the treasury, right? Nope. No, it's about cutting people down to size to save others the pain of watching their success.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.